Universities are having more problems with cell phones, and not just because they ring during classes. Brenda Tremblay of member station WXXI reports on the financial implications cell phones are having on the school's operating budgets.
After her last class of the day, Jennifer Cianzio breezes into her dormitory room. There she lounges against a fake leopard skin pillow and gazes up at a wall where she's taped snapshots of her friends and family members back in Buffalo.
Hello?
Hi.
What's going on?
She spends a lot of time on her cell phone these days. Since arriving on the campus of the State University of New York at Brockport, the freshman says she's been pretty homesick. And when she feels especially sad, she wants to talk.
Usually my parents, I call them overnight, and then my friends once in a while, because it's kind of cheaper than using the phone here.
So months into the school year, Cianzio hasn't even picked up the phone provided for her in her dorm room. And that's a problem for this and other universities. Like many colleges, SUNY collects a small portion of the bill for student phone use. It's long been a source of revenue for colleges and universities.
Cellular phones, instant messaging, the internet in general have definitely siphoned off hundreds of thousands of minutes every year.
Wayne Hunter is the director of communications at SUNY Brockport. He says that last year, students on his campus made 45% fewer long-distance calls than the year before. The more cell phones pop up, the more SUNY's income goes down.
Everybody is scratching their head now trying to figure out where are we going to be 5 years from now.
Colleges all over the country are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars. At California State University Chico, telecommunications director Beverly Thornton says her campus lost $400,000 in the last year alone.
We actually used it to cover operational expenses, so we have to find a way to recoup some of that lost revenue in order to keep operations going at the rate that they have been for several years.
Some campuses are trying to recover that lost income by becoming managers of their own little wireless networks. According to Sherry Manning of ECCI, a national university telephone billing service, but others, Manning says, are just deciding to get out of the phone business altogether.
They're not telecommunications companies. They don't want to be telecommunications companies. They're educational communities. But you can't be a first-rate educational community today without connectivity.
How colleges will achieve that connectivity in the future is unclear. For now, with the old phone system still plugged in, they haven't figured out what to do with Jennifer Cianzio and the 60% of college-age students like her who carry a cell phone. Cianzio's had her since her junior year of high school. For her, cell phones aren't just a way of life. They're a fashion accessory. In her dorm room, Cianzio sorts through a pile of plastic cell phone covers. She's going out tonight, and she needs to decide which one will best match her outfit.
Yes, I have a blue one, a silver one, and a red one with roses on it. So, are we still going to dinner tonight? Yes. All right, thanks. Bye.
While she makes plans to go out for pizza, she seems oblivious to the economic problem her cell phone presents to campus officials. She just appreciates how easy it is to stay in touch with her family and friends. For NPR News, I'm Brenda Tremblay in Brockport, New York.